So good morning. We're really happy to have the opportunity to be able to present to you this morning. This is really about how we can all work more effectively by working together than working individually. And I think that's something we believe in public health, but we don't always practice in public health for a variety of reasons, and we want to have some time at the end to discuss that. But we're often in a very competitive environment when it comes to funding. But then when we actually try to do something, we really do need to work together. So this is partly a story of how this came to be through the core group, and you're going to hear about a little bit about who we are, and then you're going to hear about some of the things that we've accomplished by working together. And we encourage all of you to get involved in core group, so hopefully at the end of this session you'll think that's a good idea. But if you could... if you have clarifying questions as we go through the presentations, we can take those, but we'd rather save time for the end to really discuss what some of the key issues are. So I have no conflicts of interest to disclose, and I'm just going to briefly tell you, we started in the late 1990s, as many of the people in this room probably know. USAID started the Child Survival and Health Grants Program in the mid-1980s. And that was a really big initiative at really trying to improve community health around the world. And so in the late 90s, a group of people involved in the Child Survival and Health Grants thought it would be a good idea to talk about how more collaboration could happen between organizations. And in 2001, Core Group was incorporated originally with 25 organizations that were all part of the Child Survival and Health Grants program. And USAID generously funded the networking function of this and the bringing of people together, because one of the reasons this doesn't happen also is because we don't have the funding to make it happen. So we really need to advocate for more money to make collaboration happen. So our vision is communities where everyone can attain health and well-being, so we're not excluding anybody, even though our focus is on maternal and child health. And really through the best community health practices that we can document and extend. Welcome, Emmanuel. So this is kind of how we see the world without core group. So without core group, we're all doing our own thing in this country, so we're mostly U.S.-based organizations at this point. And then we're doing our own thing in other countries, and there's not really a whole lot of connection between the two. And with core group, we're able to work together in this country so that we can plan and develop tools and do combined evaluation and program implementation. And we're much better able to work together in countries. So we're better able to collaborate and provide better tools, and we're much better grounded in the realities of the field. So we also have the involvement of field people in from countries coming to our events. So we have two meetings each year, and last year we had 1,400 people from 26 countries participate in those in-person meetings in addition to all the other activities that we do. We're now in the process of expanding our membership to include NGOs outside the United States, and we also have a model that we're probably not going to be able to talk about much today, which is the secretariat model, which originally started out focused on polio, but has now, as polio is being eradicated, which was the intention, is now expanding to other areas of maternal, child, and newborn health. And we have the head of the secretariat from Ethiopia in the room, and I'd like to introduce Philomena Bizrat. Would you just stand up so people can see who you are? So if you have any questions about the secretariat model, he's a great resource, so thank you. So we have 54 international NGO members. We have associate organizational members, and we have individual members. And those members represent several different contingencies, one being scholars, so people like me, who do a lot of the data collection and analysis, advocates, so people like all of us in the room who do advocacy, that's why we're here, and practitioners, so the people in the field and the people who are actually doing the work. And we do that so that we can come together with a comprehensive approach to solving some of the problems of ending preventable maternal and child deaths. And so, as you can see, the key to it is at the bottom, the little orange circle, and that's our technical working groups and our practitioner academy. We also have a much bigger network that we work with through the internet. We do a lot of conferences, technical assistance meetings. We're involved in global health initiatives, so that's where a lot of the advocacy happens, as well as at the global level. And the focus, as you can see, is always on building partnerships and collaboration. So these are our 8 working groups. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because you're going to hear about the working groups and some of the things they've accomplished. And we also have some interest groups. So we have, these are not, it's kind of like APHA, only we're much smaller. So we have working groups which are more formally supported and interest groups which are developing areas that we're working on. And this just gives you a general idea of the ways we try to approach learning, which is everything from the in-person meetings I mentioned to web-based activities and to the materials that you picked up this morning. And if you came in late, there are materials up on the front table. So these are just some of the global partnerships that we play a leadership role in. So Roll Back Malaria, preventing PMNCH. I always do this one.
PMNCH. Could be many things.
No, I know, but it's preventing maternal and newborn child health, promoting child survival and scaling up nutrition. So kind of a broad spectrum of the things that make a difference in terms of making communities healthy. I'm not going to go into this because you'll hear about this, but this is just some examples of the tools we've developed and the areas that we've developed them in. You can see they're all linked to the working groups because they're the ones that actually make things happen. And all of us are volunteers in this process of making these things happen, so it's, I think, quite a notable effort. And these are examples of some of them, some of which were up here. So all of this is available on the website. It's all available to anybody. It's open. And so it's a great resource to go to www.coregroup.org. I'm not going to talk about this. This is the care groups, which I think we're going to hear more about. And so that's my little overview so that we have time to hear about the details.